Pascal Quignard is a contemporary French author born in 1948, and we will be reading one of his novels, All the World's Mornings, originally published in 1991 and quite quickly made into a film. Quignard is very prolific. He writes lots of books, most of them novels, and he won, for instance, a very prestigious prize in 2002, the Goncourt Prize for one of his novels. Novel writing and novel reading is quite important in French culture. It is a little bit as important as football, I guess, in American culture. For instance, there is a literary season, like there is a football season, I guess, in the United States. Each fall, there are hundreds of novels published within the current year that compete for a handful of literary prizes, and it is extremely exciting for the public, almost as exciting as the football season is in the United States. So Pascal Quignard is in the midst of this kind of cultural production, if you wish. But his novels are quite peculiar, very specific. They have a kind of essayistic spin to them, a kind of philosophical, symbolic side. When you will be reading All the World's Mornings, it will seem to you a little bit like a historical novel set in 17th century France and pertaining to some historic figures. The musicians that are the main characters of this novel, Monsieur de Saint-Colombe and Marin Marais, are indeed historical figures. They are very well known masters of viola da gamba, a kind of cello, I would say, probably, in 17th century France. But, in fact, this story has a symbolic meaning, or many symbolic meanings. And it is a little bit reminiscent of another kind of books that Pascal Quignard is very famous for, which he calls petits traités, little treatises. What are the little treatises? Well, those are not really philosophical texts. They are not novellas or novels, so they are not short stories, but something in between. They mix storytelling and some kind of very subtle and very mysterious philosophical thinking, very often pertaining to foreign cultures, foreign in history, ancient cultures, French classical culture, that is 17th century culture, Chinese culture. Quignard is extremely interested in Chinese culture. Very often pertaining to different kinds of art, painting, but also, most importantly, music, ancient music.